dishes that they might call.
I don't remember what they call them, China dishes or not.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
What would you use to carry water in?
Water bucket.
Uh-huh. What would it be made out of?
Well, cedar.
Uh-huh.
Cedar buckets.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'll drink out of a gourd dipper a minute.
Oh,
time.
You have? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
we used to grow gourds, you know, and then make dippers out of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've drank out of dipper gourds many a time.
Oh, you have. Mm. Well, what about milk? What would you carry milk in?
Monday, we had buckets to carry milk in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about what you use to carry stuff out to the hogs?
Slop bucket, we call it.
You call that a slop bucket, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about, what would you fry eggs in?
We fried eggs in a skillet.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see one with legs on it?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have those kind to put like in the fireplace?
Yeah, we had my mother had one. I guess my sister still got it. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We called it the oven. Put the bake things on the hearth, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And oh, they sweet potatoes and made big old sorghum cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, you did?
And everything like that, you know. Big old biscuit, make a biscuit, you know, and cooking them on the hearth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, I bet that was good. That sounds good.
Yeah. And we had black pots to cook in on the fireplace,
oh, you
know.
Oh, you did? Oh.
And,
would they be like heavy metal kind of?
And iron.
Oh,
iron,
I see.
Uh-huh. Iron pots.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we had three or four of them, you know. And,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, Daddy, we always had a iron rod across the
mm-hmm.
fireplace to
uh-huh.
hang the pots on
uh-huh.
to keep them from turning over on the
oh,
fire, you know.
I see, yeah.
Them days when people thought they had to have something boiled every
oh,
time
they
ate.
No, they did. Was that what you'd cook, like potatoes and
yeah,
things?
Yeah, beans and green beans and cabbage and
mm-hmm.
and everything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Meat, we had so much meat then,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Always killed so much meat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what about now on your stove? If you wanted to boil water like on the stove, what would you put in?
We had a tea kettle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then, of course, later on, we had a reservoir, we called it, on the side of the stove.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The bigger a family, the bigger a stove.
I know.
So,
you mean like that? You had to have a pretty big one, didn't you?
Had the stove, had six caps to it.
Uh-huh.
And a reservoir on one end and a big old warmer up on top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind we raised our family with. It wasn't them big ones.
Uh-huh.
Burnt wood that big around and that long.
Oh, goodness, that's really big. Ooh. You mean you a cook stove?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then finally got to where I'd make 25 and 30 biscuit every morning.
You just don't mean it.
Oh. Now, you don't know how much it took to...
How long would that take you to do that?
Well, it didn't take very long, because I know now. I raised up to it, grew
yeah.
up with it, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
grew up, learned to make bigger rods of it.
Just bigger and bigger,
bigger
as they
bigger.
Got more and more
yeah.
kids, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, just here a few days ago, some of them come in here, and they wanted to know how many children I had, and I said we had 11. And they want to know how many grandchildren I had. I told them 37. And I've got 40 great-grandchildren.
Oh.
And 6 great-grandchildren that I know of.
Oh. How can you remember that? How can you remember those numbers? That's so many.
Well, I got so many that I had to remember.
I guess that's the truth. I guess that's
oh,
about the truth.
My youngest son that lived by me. All the time we lived there down there, my youngest son lived right in his yard joined. And every once in a while he'd get tired and